HockeyStrengthConditioning.com presents the Hockey Strength Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthConditioning.com, the only hockey training resource you will ever need. My name is Anthony Renna, and you can reach me at HockeyStrength@gmail.com. All right, well, this is the first episode of the Hockey Strength Podcast, and we'll be doing these every month as a compliment to all the great content we have at HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. Now, if you're not familiar with the site, it is a partnership with myself and NHL strength coaches Sean Skane and Mike Potenza, along with USA Hockey's Daryl Nelson and Kevin Neild from Endeavor Sports Performance. We have some great contributors on the site as well, like Clarkson's Jamie Rodriguez, UMass Lowell's Devin McConnell, former BU and now pro player Kevin Schaefer, Anthony Donskov from Donskov Strength and Conditioning, and Maria Mountain from Revolution Sport Condition, along with many more. There's a lot of videos, articles, and programs that we put up every week, along with periodic webinars and monthly youth programs. We also have a very active forum that all of our coaches participate in, so if you train hockey players, you have to check this site out. Now, there's a trial offer, and it's 7 days for just $1, so you can go on, check out all the videos, articles, forum threads, programs, and more, and if you don't love the site, you just cancel membership, you're out a buck. So we're pretty sure you're going to be impressed with all the great content, and you'll want to continue for just $9.95 a month. That's an incredible bargain, and if you train hockey players, or even if you're a hockey player yourself and you want to get some advice from some of the best hockey strength coaches in the world, it's a great place to start. All right, so on today's show, I'm going to speak with Mike Potenza, strength and conditioning coach for the San Jose Sharks. Spoke to Coach Potenza about what he's doing with his players during this point in the season, which is about one-third the way through, what kind of workouts they have, and what role does he play in recovery and nutrition. Also spoke to Coach about the program he put up on the site, In-Season Workout, Rate of Force Development Focus. So great stuff coming up from Coach Potenza. So let's get him on the phone. All right, so I am here with Mike Potenza, strength and conditioning coach for the San Jose Sharks. Mike, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, this is the inaugural Hockey Strength Podcast, and Sean Skane, your enemy on
adversary, right?
On strength coach, he's the strength coach for the Anaheim Ducks. He was the first guest for Strength Coach Podcast, so I guess it's only fitting that, you know, I give you guys equal billing. So
sounds good.
Mike, let's talk about. First, we'll talk about the Sharks. Then we're going to talk about one of your articles, the latest article you put up on HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. So let's talk, though. I want to see what's going on with the Sharks. And last year, we had a great interview with you in preseason just to see. Like, I think it was actually the first day or like right before the first day. So we got to see what was going on that time. Tell us, we're a third of the way through right now. What's the focus right now here in mid-December?
Well, for us, the focus is to get back to winning. You know, we're actually, it'd be a good time for the listeners to hear, you know, how we get through a difficult time. We're on a losing streak, but, you know, through the last nine games, we've had a streaky number of wins. So we have not been playing good in our last nine games. And, you know, we're in a little bit of flux, but in terms of, you know, what we do for training, my focus is that we really don't change. We still need to continue to get our workouts in amongst the travel and amongst any injuries we have, which are very low. That's a good thing to say, at least at this time. And we have a huge recovery and regeneration focus because now we play every other day pretty much from now until January. There's a pocket of January and February that we have a little bit of an extended break, but you know, right now, Anthony, we're focusing on getting our workouts in, whether it be a couple days before a game or after a game, and then we're focusing on our regeneration and how we recover, because that's going to be very critical to the success of our guys, as you know.
Absolutely. Mike, I was watching 24/7 last night, and, you know, Peter Laviolette, I guess one day the guys came in, he gave them the day off. He just, you know, he just figured they needed like a mental break. I know from talking with you last year, you guys have a pretty aggressive style, lots of aggressive practices. Do the guys ever get like days off in the weight room, or is it the same thing, or is it kind of like, look, you're getting off, no skating today, but you still got to work out? How does that work?
Well, my schedule with training is I'd like to get 2 workouts in a 7-day period. Sometimes it doesn't work like that based on our game schedule. So, you know, 1 week we may go 2 workouts, and the next week we may only go 1, and the next week we may not go any, but the following week we can get back to our 2 workouts. So in a whole month period, we're looking between 7 and 9 workouts. And yes, I do give them, there are days where they don't have to come up and train with me, but we do warm up together as a team. And on the days that we don't train, I will sometimes put up a core adductor glute firing or hip firing sequence that the guys go through, almost like an activation workout for practice. So, but there are days off that I have, and there are some days with the head coach that we figure out the days that he wants to keep him off the ice but still wants him to be active, we will have a team workout. All our workouts are team workouts, but that day will only be a workout. And in his planning and scheduling, he tries to get a day off every 7th day as well. Sometimes it most likely happens on a Sunday, but you get those odd midweek days off too. But then, you know, sometimes because of travel, the guys really don't get a day off. He gives what we call optional practices. So if the guys want to go out, they can go out. If they don't want to, then they don't have to. But now we're getting to the point where, like you said, we're a third of the way through. We have a lot of games, so we really have to be energy-wise and energy-conscious of our players and utilize those optional days or some days off. Like today, we play Colorado tonight. It was an optional skate because we practiced yesterday. So,
okay, Mike, talk to me about, before we get off this topic, you know, talking about recovery, how important it is. What's your role in terms of post-workout nutrition, post-game nutrition? Is that your role at all? Do you have somebody else for that? Or you got, you know, just kind of making sure that they're having something, you have something available for them?
Yeah, we do pretty much everything. I have the ability to meet with our caterer and design our lunches that we have after practice. You know, the guys are on their own after games, but and we have, I think we have a good supply of supplements and choices that the guys can have, whether it agrees with their digestive system and stuff. And so we make sure that they get those in, and our guys are really good about that, so which is good. It makes my job easier in that respect. And then when we're on the road, I'll take care of that too. The hardest part is, you know, having the budget to make sure all these things are supplied. And Gatorade is really good to the league because we get a lot of their products. So for hydration purposes and extra electrolytes and stuff like that, because you know how heavy our sweat rates are, we have them as a good sponsor and get a lot of good products from them. So there's a lot to, you know, there's so many products out there, as you may know, and some teams do it differently than us, but we get them. Ours is really simple. It's just protein and carbohydrates after, and then really focus on hydration before, because we have a hot building. Our building's pretty warm. It's not a typical, you know, ice box, you know, per se, but it's pretty warm in our building, so the ice gets softer, guys start sweating more, groins and adductors get tested a little bit harder, you know, so, and we're sweating so much more, so we have to kind of be conscious of all that stuff.
All right. Well, you know, we've had Sean on, you know, interviewed on the site before as well. And Sean was talking about how, yeah, a lot of times after the game, and I've actually witnessed this. I've been out to the Honda Center and where basically what they do is they get like a 15-minute workout after a game. So do you do anything like that in terms of just trying to get it in really quick after the game? They don't need to warm up 15 minutes of some circuits and then kind of gives them the night to recover.
Yeah, so we try to utilize – I don't utilize it as much as Sean does. I think what a good thing is that he's built into the culture that they're going to do something after every game, from what I understand. I think that's awesome. For our schedule and with my philosophy, I can do some workouts after games, but I'd rather go the next day before practice to help them it's almost like a warm-up for practice, and they're a little bit fresher. So we utilize that a little bit more, but I think it's a good idea. When we do structure our post-game workouts, I have to look at, you know, the fourth-line guys who don't play a lot of minutes. So they have somewhat of a short workout where they may do 1 or 2 sets of different movements and different lifts. So that's pretty quick. because I need them to do more anaerobic sprints or metabolic training to meet the deficit from a first-line player. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I'll focus on that with them, and then everybody else will have the lift on the board. And if a guy plays, you know, geez, Danny Boyle sometimes plays 30 minutes, you know, so he would kind of get more of a regenerative sort of workout. He may only do one set of each lift and then, you know, flush the legs out on the bike and then, you know, foam roller and things like that. So that's our focus. We don't get too crazy into detail, but we have those three divisions of players after games.
All right. Mike, let's go to your workout, in-season workout, rate of force development focus. It's a three-day workout you posted at HockeyStrengthConditioning.com. And what I wanted to kind of go over, obviously you said you try to get two workouts in a week. So the third day will just carry over to the next week, right? Is that basically how you were doing it?
Yeah, with that one, I was more focused on somebody or groups of players and organizations that had really more time. Of that rate of force development workout, we will take, like you said, we'll do the upper body one, which is day two, and then we'll do the lower body one on a different day. And our volume is a little bit lower than that. You know, that is a workout I used when I was at Wisconsin in collegiate athletics, because we basically had more time to train. Now with us, our loads will be a lot different up here, but we will still, that contrast between, like, let's say an RFE squat and then a single leg RFE jump, we wouldn't really go too heavy on the RFE, but we do want to handle body weight with a jump. You know, I think you can use it in this setting for sure, but you also, it becomes more valuable when you have, you know, collegiate setting or a junior program or things like that, where they have a little bit more time to commit to training and a good shock to the system and a good way to test their strength gains, you know?
Yeah, well, when you say rate of force development focus, can you just kind of go over why, you know, like what makes this workout, or why would you even have this workout or this little, you know, and you said they're going to be used at short periods of time during the season. Talk to us about why you would even have this kind of a workout and exactly what you're doing with it, what the goal is.
Sure. So, and I guess my in-season philosophy or my basically athletic development philosophy for any sport, it's kind of rooted in the idea that there's many strength qualities that we all have to have. You have to have anaerobic capacity. You have to have, a lactate threshold. You have to be very. You have to have a high level of max strength. You have to have a high level of strength endurance, and the list goes on. You know, you also have to have a level of power and a level of power endurance. So, in my in-season training, again at the collegiate level, it was very easy because of time to work in all of these qualities, and I do this in the summertime too, in the off season. Now up here at the pro level, I can spend the summer working on all these players' different qualities that make up a good hockey player. In season, it's a lot harder, you know, because of our schedule. So I have to be conscious of fatigue levels and things like that. But we do want to touch on those strength qualities. One being rate of force development. So, you know, we ask an athlete to handle a pretty, not a significantly heavy load, but a load that's challenging to them. We take it away and then ask the musculature to fire rapidly. We ask it to fire under stress, and then we ask it to fire just under body weight, you know, something that they're going to experience more so on the ice. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So it's really a power quality that we're trying to address, and then after that phase, the rate of force development phase, we'll go away from it and do something different. We may do strength, we may do strength endurance, but we want to make sure that we touch upon all the strength qualities that make up a successful hockey player throughout the year.
All right, good stuff, Mike. Well, that's a lot of information. We really appreciate you coming on today for the inaugural HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com podcast. And good luck tonight against the Avalanche.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully we can get back on track.
All right. Well, we're going to get you back on. We're going to be doing this probably once a month. So we'll get you back on. Hopefully you'll be in the playoffs at this point in April. So, Mike, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do for episode one of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Coach Potenza for coming on and sharing his insights into hockey strength and conditioning. Now, don't forget, go to hockeystrengthandconditioning.com and sign up for the trial membership for just $1. That's 7 days, just a buck. And if you love us, you stay on. It's $9.95 a month. If you don't love it, just cancel. No obligation. If you train hockey players, you definitely need to check this site out. So we will be back next month with another guest, and we'll be talking about more hockey strength and conditioning. So my name is Anthony Renna. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.